The Bird Show.
No shortage of women lining up already.
I told you.
To go out with Trey.
I told you.
Sight unseen.
Ha! The Radio Bachelor.
Sorta. It could be. We will talk more about Trey and his best friend Joel's idea. His idea is he's got to save the date for his best friend. He's sick of hearing his best friend Trey say, this is the year I'm getting married. I'm going to find a girl. This is the year. So what Trey has done is he has gone out and he has already sent out the save the dates. Joel has done it for Trey. For a save the date for a wedding in January. All that's missing is the girl. Joel, this is your idea, so what are we missing here? What else do you need to add before we get Trey on and really sort of like contemplate if this is something we want to do or not?
You know, I think one of the things that we kind of chatted with some of his buddies about is, you know, we need to set this up a lot like The Bachelor in the fact that, you know, kind of have a screening process. I've signed him up on Facebook, MySpace, Match.com, eHarmony,
awesome.
All of them. So, you know, one of the things that we want to do is we want to see, you know, kind of starts.
SexyEncounterTonight.com.
Yeah, exactly. He's already on that one. But we want to figure out a way to kind of screen who's coming in and figure out, you know, who's obviously, because it's going to take a certain type of person that will accept Trey, because he is, he's a handful. He's a great guy, but, you know, he's somebody that
how long have the two
is
of
a
you
good
been,
fit.
How long have you two been dating, you and Trey?
About 6.5 years, so on and off.
Is this your way of breaking up with him without really breaking up with him? You're just finding a girl for him now.
Well, you've got a girlfriend. You're like, look, you can't always be there, Dupree.
This is my way of quelling all those rumors in Atlanta. So.
Do you think that he wants someone like him or opposite of him? Is it like going to be an opposites attract type of thing? Because if he's like this, you know, wild, crazy, you know, out there personality, like, does he want somebody who also likes the spotlight or someone who would just give him the spotlight all the time?
You know, I think he needs somebody to share the spotlight.
Okay.
I mean, you can't date somebody that's completely opposite of Trey because it doesn't work. But he also can't have somebody that wants all
the
attention. So.
Is it Trey? No, you're not wearing a diaper out.
Put the neck brace away.
Right.
That was funny a year ago.
Oh my God, another mustache? Are you kidding me?
He's the guy that in 10 years is at his you know 12-year-old football game and 12 rows deep in the stadium in a costume, completely wasted at, you know, 9 a.m. So you can deal with that, you know,
there's an endorsement.
You just said, just for the record, that 10 years from now, he'll be at his 12-year-old's football game.
Yeah, I'm not really good at math.
Well, I was going to say, either you're screwing up math or he's got a secret that you should tell us.
He doesn't have kids, right?
No, he's no kids. Yeah, never been married, never been engaged. So 35 and...
A virgin.
Yes, completely.
Now, Jen, your question was we got to hear from Trey here just to make sure he's into this.
Yeah, like if a girl is going to sign up to do this, we have to know he really is going to get married January 17th, 2009.
Hey, Trey.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Hey, Joel. How's it going?
Hey, Trey. How's it going?
Apparently, you went to the radio station.
Welcome to the radio.
Did you know
I'm going to ruin your life.
Did you know he was coming in today?
I didn't know he was coming in, but I will commend the Bird Show because you've got thousands of listeners because I've gotten about 30 texts so far from people that have heard Joel on the radio, so I caught the tail end of this.
Actually, it's one person that we have text over and over and over again, or call others over and over and over again. Yeah.
We just have a box of 30 phones here and a couple of interns.
Genius.
So Joel came in this morning, and he presented us with this idea that he's so sick of hearing you say, woe is me, woe is me, woe is me. I need to find a girl. I need to get married this year, that he has a save the date for you out in Vegas in January. You know about that, right?
Yes. Now I do. I had mentioned that. Yeah, I want to get married. I'm going to get married in January, and I think he's kind of taking this full throttle now, which is kind of exciting. I guess that's one way to do it.
How many times in your relationship with him have you said that you're going to get married by whatever the date is? Whether it's I want to get married by the end of the year, I'm going to get married next year.
Well, I've kind of said over the past few years that this is the year. But the other day we were joking around, and I was like, well, let's do it January. Let's just do it, you know, and that'll force me to get my act together and figure something out. And then I guess it's kind of escalated to this.
Right, so the theory here is that if you save a date, like if you have a specific date in your mind, like a goal date, that you'll start looking more seriously into a commitment rather than have it open-ended?
Right. Well, yes.
No more procrastinating.
No more procrastinating. That's kind of the deal. It's time to get serious and start. Yeah, it's time to grow up, guys.
So why do you want to get married?
I think that I think it's time to get married. You know, I mean, I'm 35. I've dated and got that out of my system, and I want a family eventually. And I'm not getting any younger, and I can't keep dating Joel anymore. So I gotta find a girl and get married.
Yeah, Joel has really kind of messed this whole thing up with Molly, hasn't he? Because things are going so well.
Yeah, sorry, maybe it that. Should be them that gets married in January.
No, we can probably find a second Elvis when we're in Vegas.
So, Joel, what else do we need to know? Jen's concern with you, Trey, was that you have to be 100% on board if we're going to do this, because this isn't like a three-day segment for us. This would be us following you along. This would be us trying to set you up with dates. And we've got like ADD on this show, specifically me. So if we do this for 6 months, we need to know that you're totally into it and that you're willing to commit to marrying somebody on that date in January.
Fine, let's do it next weekend. No, I will get married on January 17th. I will do that. But what happens between now and then is a little scary, but I will commit to getting married on the 17th of January. I think that gives me enough time to find somebody that I can marry. I mean, you hear about the people on your show that call up and met someone on Friday, got married on Monday, been together for 96 years. Right. So I'm believing in that. That's what I'm believing in. Goal setting as well.
Okay.
It's using the secret.
Yeah, I'm going to buy that book too.
Watch the DVD. It's better.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you guys want to ask Trey before I let him go?
I mean, I think it's done, right?
Well, we need to know what kind of girls he's into.
No, that's not important.
Well, I think Jeff's out to get me here. Just normal girls. I'm not particular. I'm not, you know, into one type or another. Just someone that I can get along with. Think chemistry. If I can find somebody with good chemistry that can make me laugh a little bit and that I find attractive, I think we're good to go.
I think some of these women are going to weed themselves out. Like, eventually, when we figure out what's going on with our website and we link on over to Trey's MySpace page and Facebook and all that and the videos, some of you women that are listening right now going, this guy's a great catch, are going to look at it and you're going to go, he's a great catch for somebody else, because it's gonna take a specific woman. I mean, based on what these guys like to do and how goofy they are and stuff, it's gonna take a specific woman.
But on that, I think somebody's gonna go on your website, look at the video, and go, "Oh my God, this is my dream guy." I mean, not anybody in this room, obviously. Maybe Jeff, but I mean, obviously, you'll see by and those of you who have hung out with him or seen him dancing in a Speedo on top of his bus on the Peachtree Road Race, or, you know, seeing all the stupid things that he does on a regular basis, there are plenty of girls out there that will chase him down.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was, literally, it was 5:15 this morning, and I was watching some of these videos, and I was laughing out loud at 5:15 this morning. So if I was a woman, I'd be totally into you.
Yeah, if you're a girl and you like to laugh, that's cool. If you're into looks, don't go to my page or whatever goal is set up.
I think Wendy does pose a good question, though. I mean, you said regular girl, but like, are you looking like age range?
Age doesn't really matter. I mean, I'm kind of right there in the middle, I guess, or in the. I mean, you know, 65 and up might be a little difficult, but you know, whatever. It's more of the chemistry, I think, than you know, specific age. I mean, obviously, I'm 35, so they have to be somewhat mature, even though I'm not, to carry this relationship. But you know, it's just, you see somebody you're into, I guess you go with it. I don't know.
Again, there are no shortage of calls to go out with them. Hey, Amy, you're on Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I have to say that this has really piqued my interest. I'm 33, divorced. I've been divorced for 5 years. I don't do a lot of dating because I don't meet people that I feel are worth my time. I love hanging out with people who make me laugh. That is the best. And that part is what has piqued my interest, because he's apparently just a blast to be around.
Now, from our standpoint, if we're batting this around a little bit to see if it's something that we want to do, the key for us, what she said right there, if she's right for him or not, is he's piqued my interest.
Right.
So ratings-wise, it would be good for us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we got to think about.
Well, I mean, I'm just doing this for you guys.
Yeah, you're nothing but a piece of meat to us.
Thank you.
Trey, you are going to be somebody sleepless in Seattle, by the way.
Fair enough.
Good.
What does that mean?
Don't you remember the movie?
Like somebody's listening
she
right now.
She heard him on the radio?
Yeah, man.
Sorry.
You haven't watched it 400 times like every girl ever?
No.
I haven't even seen it.
What?
I haven't.
Wendy, you're not allowed to be a girl if you haven't seen Sleepless in Seattle.
I haven't seen Sleepless in Seattle.
Joel's seen it 1,000 times.
You guys have watched it together, I'm assuming, a couple of dozen times.
Yeah, we watched that one in the bathtub.
With candles.
All right, so what's our next step here? Do we wait until we can get a link on up to... Well, I don't even think we need that. Like, do we want to...
I think we just figure out how we're going to do it. Are we going to do it bachelor slash bachelorette style? Like, are we going to narrow down the top 25 and then narrow those down over time?
Well, we don't have to brainstorm it now. I think we have a conversation about it. And then let's circle back, as the people who like meetings like to say. Let's circle back here this time next week, and we'll get caught up to where we are, and we'll all be on the same page. Circle back.
I'd like to kind of up the ante a little bit and say, why don't we open this up to the Burt Show community and let them vote on who's going to...
Well, that's a great idea. That would be, on any other given day, a great idea. But our website is so jacked up right now.
But over the course of time, though.
Over the next couple of days.
I think if we're going to do this, we do it for real. Like, I think we let Trey pick the girl. I just think...
Thanks. Appreciate
we narrowed.
I don't know about that, guys.
I think we work together to narrow it down.
Yeah, so. I think we narrowed down the pool, and then we do it like...
Yeah, I think the details are inconsequential now.
Yes.
I think what we just have to agree on right now is, A, do we want to roll with this? Does it have enough legs for 6 months, y'all?
I know
how we are.
I know.
Does
how
this,
you are.
How I am. Is this going to be entertaining for all of us and for our listeners for 6 months?
I mean, the question. I think so.
Yes.
I think so. I think the fact
too.
That the date is set, Joel's reserved the rooms, he's printed the save the dates. I mean, I think that is like what's making it more real. I mean, we're not talking about, you know, I want to find her, and this is like sort of like this loose, you know, like unpredictable ending. Like the ending is already set. It's just between here and there. And I think that's what will keep our interest in it.
Sure.
And because you know him and like him and think that he's really funny.
And you're going to be a groomsman.
And I'm going
to be in the wedding.
And it's a reason to go to Vegas, so I'm in.
And it's a reason to, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Can I be a bridesmaid?
Absolutely.
Now we're all in.
I want to be the flower girl.
Perfect.
So,
I'm an ordained minister.
So, yeah, actually, oh, really? I was going to say, Joby's going to get ordained. So, basically, the premise is on the 17th, we show up in the lobby of the hotel at, you know, 5, 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
We go to dinner. Everybody absolutely has to dress up in costume. Then we go get completely plowed, and then we're going to reserve – the rooms are reserved around 5 a.m. the next morning. So.
Okay.
So we actually won't get married until 5 a.m. on Sunday.
Beautiful. Now, the key for me here, Trey, is once again, I need to hear the words come out of your mouth that you will get married on that date.
I will get married on that date.
Then this is done for me.
Hey, The Burt Show.